This is the See Jason podcast, and I am Jennifer Shearer, a nephrologist and palliative care doctor at NYU Grossman School of Medicine. I'm here today to discuss the findings from our paper titled Utilization of Palliative Care for Patients with COVID-19 and Acute Kidney Injury During a COVID-19 Surge. Before I discuss our findings, I think it is helpful to review the definition of palliative care. Palliative care is an interdisciplinary specialty that provides support for patients with serious illness. This support includes symptom management, emotional support, spiritual support, or assistance with complex healthcare decisions or advanced care planning, often for end-of-life care. Importantly, palliative care can be pursued while an individual is receiving curative care. Palliative care has been shown to be helpful in acute serious illness, particularly for critically ill patients. However, there historically has been low use of palliative care for those with acute kidney injury. In our paper, we explored the use of palliative care for patients with acute kidney injury during the COVID-19 surge. Our study looks at data from one health center, NYU Langone Health, which consists of three hospitals located in Manhattan, Brooklyn, and Long Island. The data were obtained from our electronic health record. We studied all admissions to the hospitals during New York City's first COVID-19 surge, starting on March 2nd, 2020, and followed through completion of all hospitalizations on January 6th, 2021. We were interested in four outcomes. One, utilization of palliative care. Two, healthcare utilization, which we defined as admissions to the ICU, length of stay in the hospital or ICU, and any use of life-sustaining interventions, such as initiation of kidney replacement therapy or mechanical ventilation. Three, patient and hospital stay characteristics associated with palliative care use. And four, discharge patterns for patients who were discharged to inpatient hospice or who died in the hospital. We studied a total of 4,276 COVID-19 positive admissions. Of these, 31% developed acute kidney injury, 5% of whom were started on kidney replacement therapy. We found that those patients who developed acute kidney injury were older, had more kidney disease at admission, and more comorbidities than those who did not have acute kidney injury. Those who were sicker, meaning those with acute kidney injury, were more likely to die, to be discharged to inpatient hospice, and less likely to be discharged home. We did find that patients with acute kidney injury did receive more palliative care, but these consults occurred later in the hospital admission. When we looked at patients admitted to the intensive care units, palliative care consultation often happened after the patient was started on other life-sustaining interventions, such as mechanical ventilation or kidney replacement therapy. We did find that patients with acute kidney injury had a longer time between palliative care consultation and the patient's death. Overall, acute kidney injury had the strongest association with receiving a palliative care consult than any other marker of illness or healthcare utilization. What do these findings mean? It is important to recognize that our data are from a unique time in medical practice, where we were learning new facts about COVID-19 every day and rearranging hospital services to match patient needs in real time. Although we found that palliative care was utilized for this particular acute kidney injury population more than historically reported, still, a majority of those with acute kidney injury did not receive these services despite their high mortality. Furthermore, the late consultation of palliative care in a patient population with high mortality suggests a missed opportunity to provide emotional support to families who were likely struggling over caring and supporting a loved one with an acute serious illness, especially during a time with restrictive visitation policies. Given the timing of palliative care consultation in relation to other life-sustaining interventions, there is a suggestion that palliative care was viewed as an add-on service when providers thought that patients were likely to die. The nephrology community can benefit from further study of the impact of palliative care for those with acute kidney injury, as well as exploration of timing of palliative care consultations for these patients. Thank you.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare provider if you have any questions about any medical condition or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.